morning. I'm Cassie Rising.
And I'm Rebecca Erdman. Welcome to the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The staff at Garrigan has been really busy this past week, and it's been a busy week for lots of students and parents also. In addition to parent-teacher conferences, pretty much everyone at school was busy answering questions from a team of visitors from the state and diocese that were here to inspect Garrigan and Seton and make sure we are all doing things the way we should.
The evaluation went pretty well. The team praised our high achievement and noted the school's test scores among the highest in the state. They also had good things to say about our hardworking and creative faculty, our well-kept facilities, the positive environment at Garrigan and Seton, and the way students at both schools present themselves in public.
There's always room for improvement, though. Among the suggestions from the visitation team were a more formal staff development plan to address the Iowa core curriculum and additional means for parents and community members to have input into how decisions in the school are made. We'll be working to improve those areas in the coming years.
One of the things that most impressed the staff was a huge PowerPoint presentation we used to introduce them to Garrigan and Seton. The 91-slide presentation was created by Joe Goetzer, Nick Furch, and Tyler Wellier, who are students in Mr. Burroughs' Specialized Technology Topics class. Speech students Anna Kolash and Jake Rosenmeyer narrated the presentation. The PowerPoint is one of the newest additions to the Garrigan website, and we encourage you to check it out at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Last Saturday, 78 contestants from all over Iowa competed in Class 1 in the state solo dance competition in Pella. Three of those contestants were from Bishop Garrigan Dance Squad, and all three of them finished among the top 10 statewide. Rachel Malsbury won the state competition, while her sister Rebecca Malsbury earned 6th place, and Amy Dahlhauser finished in 10th place in the state. Congratulations to all these Garrigan dancers.
Last week, 38 teams competed at the Algona High Quiz Bowl Tournament. Two teams from Bishop Garrigan High School ended up among the top four of the tournament. Garrigan took home the 3rd and 4th place medals, with a team of Jake Rosenmeyer, Rebecca Erdman, Anna Kolesch, and Michael Hellman edging out Brittany Birdie, Michael Fockler, Drew McGill, and Lizzie Holmeister to take bragging rights for the school.
The Quiz Bowl action continues today. Garrigan has both varsity and JV teams entered in the Little Dutch Quiz Bowl at MLC, Floyd Valley High School in Orange City. The Bears have traditionally done well in Orange City, and Captain Jake Rosemeyer is hoping for more success today. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Thanks to a strong last-minute effort, we ended up meeting our school goal in the annual magazine drive. Our official final total was $9,491.70. Though sales have continued to trickle in and add to that amount. The junior class finished in first place overall, with 130% of their goal attained. The seniors were second with 107%, and the freshmen finished third with 101%. The sophomores were the lazy class, and they did not meet their class goal.
Mike Hellman was the top seller overall, turning in $841 in sales. Noelle Witzem had the second highest total with $586, and Jake Rosemeyer was the third with $494. Again this year, we also gave a special prize to 13th place. Nick Furch won that prize for turning in $165 worth of magazine subscriptions. Thanks to everyone who participated in the magazine drive.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Joe Goetzer. Here to tell you about him is Taylor Brandenburg.
Joe Goetzer had the biggest part in creating the PowerPoint that impressed the school evaluation team. Joe enjoys computer and business classes and also a huge Iowa Hawkeye fan. He's an important part of the Golden Bear baseball team, and he's also proud to be a champion in intramural basketball. When he's not at Garrigan, you'll probably see Joe working at the Algona YMCA. Joe plans to major in business at college, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Taylor. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's Quiz Bowl today in Orange City. Monday will be a Jeans Day for Gala, and then Tuesday we'll have the National Honor Society induction.
Tuesday night, there's a girls' basketball jamboree at Court with Leslie Laverne. Then Wednesday, there are no classes at Garrigan, and a short day at Seton and Algona High.
There's an all-school mass next Thursday, and that night, Anna Kolesch leaves for the All-State Musical Festival in Ames. Finally, next Saturday is Presentation Day, when we honor the sisters who have served our school for more than a century.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.